Time to go around the NHL, brought to you by McDonald's. Stop in and try the Grand Big Mac. More meat, more flavor, and same great taste. McDonald's, it's the Grand Big Mac. And let's bring in Edmonton Oilers forward, Tyler Benson. And Tyler, great to have you on here. And, fresh off signing another contract with the Edmonton Oilers. Was this something that for you was obviously going to get done, but was it something you were kind of thinking or worrying about as you kind of prepare for another training camp with the Oilers?
Yeah, for me personally, it was just kind of nice for it to kind of be done. Now I can just focus on getting to just keep on training and getting ready for the camp and saying I have to worry about all that stuff. So for me, it's nice. It's over with, and now I can just keep preparing and getting ready for camp.
Last year was a difficult year for everyone in the world, obviously, and for specifically hockey players in the AHL, a little bit tricky with the, an ability to kind of move up and down. What was your mentality as you kind of went through a season? You knew that it was where we were going to be and how we're going to be playing and how we're going to be used.
Yeah, for me last year, I just really wanted to improve my all-around game. I started off going to Switzerland. Even before that, I had no idea what was going to happen. So I was told I was going to Switzerland, and I wanted to use that time to just really improve my game for whenever the season started back here in North America. So I was able to use that time to work on my skating on the big ice over there. Work with different skill coaches and see what they had over there in Switzerland. It was a great time too. And then once I got back to North America and the season in Bakersfield, I really wanted to work on my game and just be a really consistent player every game and every practice that I showed up at. I think it was probably my best year of pro hockey yet. So I'm happy with how it went, and I just want to build off the year into the summer so I can be able to make the team come in this camp.
Benny, what was your experience like, in Europe? I'm guessing your first time living there. You're not like you're 50 years old, but, living over there, was there language issues? Were you living on your own? Did you have a place to hang out with the guys? What did that all look like?
Yeah, no, it was nice. They set me up in a nice little apartment and gave me a car, though. And the language wasn't too bad. They actually spoke a lot of English over there, so it was good. And even the coaches pretty much spoke English for us the whole time. So it was nice that way, and the players are great. I enjoyed my time over there a lot.
What about as far as the the practice? Did they practice a lot more? I know when I was there, some days we had three practices. Now, you could make the case that you could say, I needed it, and probably I did. But, was it like that for you as well in the off-ice training and stuff like that?
Yeah, I felt they put a lot of their focus on the off-ice training and a little bit more on the skill side of working on the game. Like there were days where we'd be on the ice twice, and one was just for a team practice, and then we'd go out to take your time and relax the rest of the day, and then you'd have a practice at night, and you'd just go out there for a skill session, work with the skill coaches. So I think they put a real emphasis on training the skill side of the game as well.
Yeah, and now it's kind of everyone does that. I went there. I was like, what are we doing? Like, shouldn't we be running each other and learning how to dump and chase the whole time? So what did you see that they maybe do differently from what you've seen here in both the AHL and the NHL skills coaches?
Honestly, not a whole lot is different. It's just nice to be able to have like a little bit of like one-on-one training with different guys. It's nice just to be able to do that with them. It's not you don't get a whole lot of one-on-one training with just specific guys, like a specific shooting coach. So just to be able to like work with a one-on-one shooting coach for, I don't know, say like 10 minutes before or after a practice was nice, and just get their kind of ideas.
Talking with Tyler Benson, Edmonton Oilers forward, recently signed a contract with the Oilers. Tyler, when you look at your year last year in Bakersfield, was there something specific on the ice you were trying to work on? Was it some penalty killing? I think we had talked or heard you had talked about doing.
Yeah, no, penalty killing was one of the main focuses, I guess, going into the last season as well. At the start of the year, I didn't do a whole lot but Woody had some meetings throughout the year, and as the season went on, it's something I kept doing a little bit more and more. And I think it's just big for me to kind of round out my all-around game. I mean, you look at, I guess, a team like Edmonton, there's not much room on the power play. So if I can just improve my all-around game and just show them that I can play any role, I think that's just going to be able to help my case for making the team.
Were you surprised by anything when you started penalty killing that was, because you've always been on the other side, working the power play. Was there anything that surprised you? Like, you're like, oh, man, the penalty killers think like this, or this is what they're trying to do on the other side of it?
Not a whole lot. I know I've done penalty killing, kind of growing up and always up until till pro hockey. So it's something that I have done in the past and kind of seen. But it even opens up things, like when you're a penalty killer. I'm always kind of still thinking offensively, even a little bit. So you kind of see the openings from the other perspective as well.
Tyler, you know, you're a guy that, you know, it's everyone talks about how hard you work and how you're training, and I know you spent some time with guys like David Pelche working on, you know, everyone's working on their skating now. Even the coaches, I think, are working on their skating. So, you know, what are you doing this summer, just to kind of just keep that climbing that ladder to a point where you're an NHL regular player?
I wouldn't say that this summer I'm doing a whole lot different than I've done in any past summers. I mean, there's not really any secret recipe to kind of do anything, but you know, every summer I go in and work as hard as I can. But I think this year I'm really focusing on just making sure that I'm making every rep count and just really trying to improve, and then making sure that when I'm done my workout, getting the right nutrition in me and getting everything out of that what I can in each and every workout. So I'm on the ice 5 times a day and working out five times a week, sorry, and skating. So no, I'm just really working hard to just try and get as strong as I can this summer.
So what are you doing when you're not working out? Like 5 times a day, that's quite a bit. You're gonna look pretty good. But you know, the rest of the time, are you a golfer? Do you woodwork? What do you do? Do you craft, make pottery? What do you do?
No, I like to play golf. That's probably my favorite thing to do away from the rink. So that's what I've been kind of getting more into this summer.
And are you a pretty good golfer? You must have some nice hands around the green.
I've been playing well this summer. No, I have. I played these past couple of days. It's kind of pretty windy days, shot 81, 82, but last week shot my best round of a 72. So I was pretty happy with that.
Wow.
It makes me want to get out even more right now.
Wow, 72. Where'd you get that done?
That was at Blackhawk. I was out there with my brother, and he actually shot a 71. We both had a couple career rounds.
Cole, I've seen your brother hit the ball. There's no way he's getting a 71. Are you kidding me?
He's improved this summer. No, I've seen him play the past summers too, but this year he's played about 50 rounds, so he's
What?
actually he's hitting it pretty well, yeah.
Oh, and let me guess, it was just the two of you guys there, so no one could check your scorecards, right?
Yeah, exactly. A couple gimmies. No, yeah, no, it was a good round.
That's really good. That's a good round. What deck were you guys playing from?
Not the tips, but the ones right in front of it.
Jeez.
So I don't know what their
Jeez, Benny.
silvers or whatever they were.
Well done. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. That's really good. Well, tell you what, Benny, I really appreciate you jumping on today. Best of luck. You know, I remember when in grade 9, you were not me, you were in grade 9. I came and help out at Mount Carmel. I just finished playing. I'm like, oh, this should be easy. And then I have to go against you a couple times. I was like, okay, this is why I'm retiring. So I've always had a hopeful that you're going to get to where you want to be. So best of luck, buddy. We'll all be cheering for you as you head into training camp.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Shreds.